Do you think people in DOJ, after that they had a settlement, they tried to walk it back, then NAR was not going to let them, now they can reopen the investigation. Do you think people in DOJ like NAR or dislike NAR? This is Byron Lazine and Nicole White, and you were tuned into episode 314 of The Real Word.
Word is up.
On Friday, the DOJ
yep.
dropped down upon the industry.
But I mean, didn't we know?
We did know.
We knew.
Of course, I mean, we knew. And so that
I feel like we've always been saying, you know, this, there's more to come.
There's more to come. And yeah. now some of it
yes.
has come, not all of it. We're going to give you the history of where we are with DOJ and the investigation into NAR.
Investigation?
The investigation.
Investigation.
We're going to give you the timeline of facts yes. so you understand that. Mm-hmm. So you don't think it's just some boogeyman popping up now. This yeah. this has persisted, as Nicole just pointed out. That investigation is now reopened.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll talk about that. And then we'll talk about what that means going forward. Does that have an impact on the settlement? All of that.
But again, there's still really nothing. There's still nothing concrete.
Well, there's nothing. It's a reopening of correct. the
yes.
investigation.
Right.
There's not a decision.
Right.
To your point.
Yeah.
With
we're still on, respect like, we're to still DOJ. Like on a cliffhanger here.
Well, we're going to talk about what those decisions could or couldn't be and, right. and how that might okay. come to fruition. So you go to nowbam.com if you want the timeline. I'll walk you through it now. 2018, DOJ's antitrust division started a civil investigation into specific policies of NAR in mm-hmm. response to a complaint from an industry participant.
Right.
Like eating your own there.
Mm-hmm.
This is a civil investigation.
Right.
Sherman Antitrust Act, when we start to use that language with NAR, one could make an argument,
right?
That the FBI could go after them for criminal activity. I'm not making that argument. I'm just saying that
it's like Men in Black.
Like that's the next step,
right?
You go civil, and then what's next?
Yeah,
criminal.
Right.
All right. So that was 2018. 2019, DOJ issues the first civil investigative demand. That's a CID. You're going to hear CID a lot. CID number 29935, seeking information on commission-related NAR practices, including the participation rule.
Correct.
Participation rule is you've got a listing.
Yeah. I put the buyer broker amount on my listing.
You put it on, yep. on the MLS.
Required. They were saying.
June 2020, DOJ issues the second CID,
yep.
number 30360, seeking information on NAR's newly adopted clear cooperation policy, among other things. Clear cooperation policy was that you had to make that offer.
Correct.
Right? You had to cooperate.
You had to offer something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You had to offer something. Bag of chips.
A dollar.
3%.
Yeah.
Something.
Right.
There.
A bag of chips.
Around there.
I don't think they'd allow a bag of chips.
A bag of half-eaten Lays. Negotiations between NAR and DOJ in July 2020 begin for a possible settlement.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Keep in mind, July 2020, previous presidential administration, they start to negotiate. NAR, why do I say that? Presidential administrations have influence on DOJ.
Correct.
Okay. NAR proposes that DOJ hold off an investigating participation rule for 10 years. DOJ refuses.
Mm-hmm.
November 2020, still previous presidential administration, DOJ and NAR reach a settlement, entering a proposed consent judgment
mm-hmm.
that addresses several NAR policies, excluding the participation rule and clear co-op policy. DOJ sends a letter to NAR, closing the investigation into the participation rule and clear cooperation policy. The proposed consent judgment is filed in district court along with a complaint and stipulation in order.
Mm-hmm.
So, settlement reached.
November 2020.
July 21. New president administration.
Right.
Comes into D.C. DOJ withdraws the proposed consent judgment. After failed negotiation attempts, DOJ issues a new subpoena seeking information on participation rule, clear cooperation policy, and other policies. NAR petitions the district court to set aside COD number 30729, arguing it violates the settlement agreement. Back then, it was like, how can you back out of a settlement? You agreed to it. You signed the contract. Right. How can you back out?
And so far after, like, when, it went from November to July.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, yeah. So months after,
yeah,
they back out of this settlement. Now, there has been now 3 years of, or more, right, of this presidential administration, just over 3 years, of really having a history of going after big. So big business, big whatever. See a recent Now BAM article where the U.S. government is suing Apple, okay, right, for antitrust. Mm-hmm. Also see how few M&As have happened, mergers and acquisitions. Big companies are being blocked on mergers and acquisitions over and over and over again. Now, I'm not saying that the other administration likes big
right.
tech and all this stuff. You can almost make an argument that both sides of the aisle don't like big for different reasons. One, right. probably for censorship. The other one... They think it actually helps the little guy. Okay, so there's arguments on both sides there. January 2023, district court grants NAR's petition, stating CID number 30729 breaches the settlement agreement. Okay, we have an agreement here. We're going to grant this petition now. Over a year later, April 5th, 2024, DOJ appeals the court's decision. From the court's ruling, in our view, the plain language of the disputed 2020 letter permits DOJ to reopen its investigation. We therefore reverse the judgment of the district court. Opinion for the court filed by Circuit Judge Pan. Now, there was a judge, there was three judges. There was one dissenting opinion. It came from Judge Justin Walker on this recent reversal.
Yep.
Who insisted... reopening of DOJ's investigation would violate a contract they knowingly entered into. As in every contract, each side gained something, each side gave something up. The realtors, NAR members,
yep.
agreed to give up four policies that DOJ considered anti-competitive.
Correct.
In exchange, DOJ promised it had closed its investigation into the two other policies. Now, the two other policies, just based off of the settlement
right
are going away anyway.
I know.
So so it's like, okay, well, you didn't really get to keep those. Now let's get into, I've got some commentary from our buddy Notorious ROB.
Love ROB.
What this means. First, you said it at the top. You said, well, this doesn't really change anything right now.
Right.
You know, because this news comes out last Friday, so well, it's like, how should I be moving forward based off of the proposed settlement?
Well, yeah, I mean, obviously, I still think you should be, I mean, 100%. There's nothing to change here. I think that where people are getting stuck the most is that everyone's talking as though all of this stuff is final and that this is what's going to be happening and this is when it's going to be happening and this is what our future looks like.
Well, I'll push back a little bit on that, but go continue.
No, and I still don't feel like it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, what I would say, I agree.
Yeah.
So totally agree. You got to understand this is a proposed settlement, and Correct. Now this is DOJ reopening an investigation. Investigation
can
lead to
people
different
should,
places.
I mean, what they're asking you to do is not ludicrous. Like right. to talk about buyer broker, to say that it's negotiable, to have the conversation with. I mean, none of that. Like have those conversations. In all honesty, should have been happening already.
Correct.
I mean,
and so now you take what you know about the settlement, and what you to your point, nothing's final. But we know they're not going to walk it back.
No, of course not.
And the proposed settlement between the plaintiffs and between NAR
yeah.
and others who have settled is what's baked in the cake there is going to move forward. Whether it happens in mid-July or there's a delay on that, you can argue that point. Yeah. You should be, my opinion, acting on those practices now.
Right.
Okay. Notorious ROB in his Substack makes it pretty clear that that proposed settlement between two private parties, plaintiffs, NAR,
right.
other brokerages, is unimpacted by what DOJ does. If anything, DOJ would put some whipped cream, sprinkles, cherry on top. The sundae's prepared.
Right.
You like caramel?
I love that you're thinking it's a sundae.
You like, it's, I mean, I don't eat sundaes. Okay. But some people are like, you just ruined sundaes for me forever.
I feel like maybe you did. I love a good sundae.
You like a caramel? You like a hot fudge?
No, I like a hot fudge.
Or you do like the strawberries sauce? Nobody likes that.
Well, that's not
you
true.
You do. Haley
yeah,
does.
Yeah, people like the dip. The Dairy Queen dip.
The strawberry, like.
The dip.
Like the sundae one. Not the dip. The
oh.
Oh, wow.
I
we've
didn't
got
know.
A.
No, there was a difference.
Now she's very young, so maybe she'll grow out of that. She gets a caramel or hot fudge at some point here. Don't like chocolate. Psychotic.
That's a shame.
All right, so they can add on. I don't think the cake is made. What are they going to put on top? Okay,
yeah.
The sundae's made. What are they going to put on top? So, let's go now. We just went through the court decision. What all those CIDs mean? All of that type of stuff. So now what? Okay, and I'll go into this. I'm gonna actually read this from the Substack.
This is ROB.
This is a part of his Substack.
Yep.
He's done the research here. It's very interesting. All right, so what now? The plain result, assuming NAR does not wish to file a writ of. It sounds like they wouldn't file this because I can't pronounce it, and they haven't been smart enough to defend
really
themselves.
You've been having a hard time today.
Certiorari.
Okay.
I don't know. It's a very legal term. You could put it up. Flash it, make me look like an idiot. So they'd have to file something with the Supreme Court, which may or may not be heard at all. So what he's saying there is, okay, you can file something with the Supreme Court to fight the reopening of this investigation.
Yep.
The Supreme Court may say, well, we can hear it in like five. We don't care,
or enough.
We do care.
Yeah.
Maybe they don't care at all.
Right.
You just don't know what position the Supreme Court. Supreme Court, by the way, a lot on their plate.
A little bit.
Dealing with some stuff.
A little bit.
Okay. Always dealing with some stuff. Maybe not that concerned about.
Maybe not. But, realtors. I mean, let's also keep in mind, I mean, this is like a hot topic right now. So it's like, does it?
It's hot for us.
Well, yeah. People are talking about it.
People are talking about it. But the Supreme Court look at this and be like, are we changing lives here?
Touche. But okay. I'm just saying.
All right. So.
There could be a little bit of pressure.
Here's what. If they move forward with the investigation. Because, you know, if you just stonewall the investigation, you're going to be in trouble. You
got
to go through all the way up to the Supreme Court to see if you can get it reversed again.
Yep.
Is basically the argument there. But if they engage in the investigation, which I could argue right now, NAR doesn't have maybe a lot of leverage. Or, you know, what would percent of chances would you put on NAR getting this thing overturned? Again.
At this point, I have zero faith.
Right. I mean, it's very hard to be like, oh, that's where I'm going to put my money there.
Yeah, no.
So
no.
They move forward. This is what the DOJ will be asking for and will have the right to get. They want all the minutes of NAR's board meeting, NAR's board, and any committees related to MLS rules.
Okay.
But in addition, the DOJ wants all documents. This will include emails.
Mm-hmm.
This will include text messages.
Mm-hmm.
This will include social media posts.
Mm-hmm.
Social media posts.
Mm-hmm.
Related to. A requiring listing broker to make an offer of compensation to buyer brokers to list a home on MLS. Number two, conditioning MLS membership or participation on offering or accepting compensation to and from other MLS participants.
Mm-hmm.
Number three, prohibiting, restricting, or inhibiting display or publication to consumers, including potential home buyers, clients, or customers, of the compensation offered by listing brokers to cooperating brokers.
Okay.
Prohibiting buyer brokers from making the submission of an executed offer to purchase contingent on the listing broker's agreement to modify the offer of compensation or using the terms of an offer to purchase to attempt to modify the listing broker's offer of compensation.
Okay.
That's like...
It's a lot.
That coming into the negotiation there, permitting
so that's those are from NAR board members.
So you know, DOJ would want any emails, text, social media posts,
yep.
Documents, meeting minutes
pertaining to these
items. I'm reading pertaining realtors represent their services as free without cost. I mean that's got to be like so far in the rearview mirror, guys. I mean that they shouldn't have been doing that anyways. Encouraging or require MLS members, syndicators, purchasers, users of MLS data or operators of IDX sites. MLS and non-listing listings treat MLS and non-listing differently in any other way. Permitting listing brokers to make offers of compensation to other MLS participants that vary based on the identity of the cooperating broker. and regulating, inhibiting, restricting, prohibiting, or impeding the negotiation of offers of cooperative compensation between brokers. In addition, they asked about clear cooperation, submit all documents relating, submit all documents relating to all that. Okay, so there's other things involved here. Those are the ones that he highlighted. There's others that they would be asking for that they will get in an investigation. So DOJ is going to have settlement, put it aside. I'd move forward based on what's in the proposed settlement. Plaintiffs have no incentive to take things off the table.
Right.
Nor will they.
Right.
They agreed to the settlement. They're not going to take things off the table.
Yeah.
So move forward with that information. DOJ, we don't know what's going to really happen here, but two of the things that they were going after have already been decided in the settlement.
Correct.
Clear cooperation.
And it seems like that's all that they're really trying to go after here too.
It does. So,
which is weird.
NAR is going to have to answer these questions. It almost seems like, and ROP makes the point here, it almost seems like, okay, we want to put an exclamation point on that settlement, DOJ.
So it can't ever come back?
I don't know. They just, they want to have, listen, do you think people in DOJ, after that they had a settlement, they tried to walk it back, then NAR was not going to let them, now they can reopen the investigation. Do you think people in DOJ like NAR or dislike NAR?
Well, I mean, it's clear that they don't like them.
They don't like them.
Right.
They're so human. They want to
salt the wound. They're salting the wound?
They want to win, and they want to come out as...
It sounds like maybe they're just pissed off that they didn't win the first time and but that this settlement...
They want to also win. Right. They see a wounded duck. They want to take the final shot.
Well, I think they're just pissed off that like that NAR didn't bend for them, but they bent for this.
In the proposed settlement, NAR exists as an entity.
Yep.
NAR moves forward. $418 million. Easy money because they left a bunch of brokerages out in the cold. They left them holding the bag.
Right.
But they still exist. They can operate business. DOJ says,
hell no.
Not if we come in and finish you. DOJ.
That's what you're seeing here, huh? This is like might war. Want to. This isn't a Sunday. This DOJ is like might murder. Want to
eliminate NAR from future existence. And that might be one of the reasons or motivations for reopening the investigation. Because they may look at this and say, you know what? NAR is going to still exist. We don't believe, we, DOJ, don't believe that that potentially is good for consumers.
Yeah.
Mortal Kombat style, finish him.
Right.
That could be it.
I just watched a documentary on Netflix, sort of the same thing. I'm blanking on his name. I think his last name was Jones, the one that he was spreading the rumors about the murders in Newtown being like a farce.
Oh,
and that was essentially like the that was the same thing. Like
big conspiracy theory guy.
And like it wasn't like they really wanted this guy's money. They just wanted to finish him to make sure that he could never go back on television ever again.
Which he actually got.
He still is on television.
He's back on X. Yeah. I mean, Elon let him back on X.
So, oh, really?
So, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, this documentary just came out, so maybe that's going to be.
Oh, they definitely wanted to finish him. The issue there is freedom of speech.
It seems like that's,
speech,
again, but that always seems to be most people's finish him.
Finish him, right? And so maybe that's what the DOJ wants to do here. Now, Notorious ROB agrees with you. Nothing has changed. Okay, so thinking about this, consuming yourself with what the DOJ, if they're going to finish NAR, if they're not going to finish NAR, has no bearing on your ability to perform at a high level.
Correct.
To offer unparalleled service to buyers, sellers, and the like. So I'd
and
focus
your customers
in on,
still need you. They still absolutely. Need you. Yeah.
I'd focus in on, okay, what's this new path on the proposed settlement that I should be implementing into my systems, to my business, to my scripting, into the way I disclose, into the conversations that I have. If it was far off from the way you were doing business before, implement that immediately. Don't wait for July. Boom. Got it. Okay. Why Notorious ROB says nothing has changed. First, the CID is one of the first steps when an agency decides to go after someone. It is far from the only tool that DOJ has. So DOJ has more at its disposal. Mm-hmm. So when we talk about finish them, it's like, you know, we're not just throwing hand grenades here, DOJ.
No,
we got everything.
All of it. Yeah.
We got the subs.
Oh, yeah.
We got the tanks. We got the nukes.
We got the planes coming in. Yeah.
What do we want to use?
Agents looking to stand out from the crowd, Reminder Media is a resource you have to check out. You get your own branded print in digital magazines, email newsletters, and social media content. Reminder Media delivers these resources to your contacts on autopilot, keeping you top of mind with your database. All you need to do is focus on your follow-up calls and watch referrals and repeat business come in. I just started using this service, and I'm already seeing results from this after only a few weeks. Use the link below to try out Reminder Media.
Secondly, it says back when DOJ sent the first two CIDs, then again when it sent petition number three, triggered a very important requirement. There's a law firm that specializes in companies dealing with CIDs, and they wrote in an article that if you received a DOJ CID, you need to institute a legal hold, okay? And then number five, they say they need to record. It's a broader term, record. They certainly make up the bulk of companies' records. When it comes to responding to a civil investigative demand, companies may need to pull additional types of records as well. So now it gets to the part where I was talking about before, Sherman Antitrust Act. It's not a law that grants civil cause of action. It's a criminal statute.
Right.
So when we talk about how much leverage does NAR have left, will they have to adhere to this investigation and basically come up with a settlement with DOJ that is going to be whatever DOJ wants? The answer is likely to be yes, because one of those nukes in the back is, okay, we're going to, here's a quote here that, not a quote from somebody, but a quote that ROB says, fine, we promise not to investigate the participation rule and clear cooperation policy in our civil settlement. We never promise not to investigate you for all criminal violations of the Sherman Act and conspiracy to commit said crimes. The FBI will now be calling you. Listen, NAR, we saw them against Michael Ketchmark. We don't need the NAR going up against the FBI.
Right.
Let's be serious here. Okay. So I think what Kevin's...
I feel like this is going to be a Netflix special. This is like, in so many words.
I think what Kevin Sears said got kind of in trouble for it back in January. Like, DOJ is something that is... very powerful, something to be. Now, he said, we're not worried about the settlement. We should be worried about DOJ. That actually, now when I think back on his comments, it's like, okay, should I be, do I have a little bit of fear now? Should I be fearful?
I mean,
Kevin
yeah.
Kevin Sears actually, who just sold his company up in Massachusetts, sold his brokerage. So really going all in on this position here as president of NAR. I'm wishing him well. I want to see him do all he can to obviously come out on top and see NAR make a comeback. But you start to lean into, okay, DOJ is potentially out to finish the deal. This investigate, I think this has a lot more to do with that, NAR, than it has to do with our ability,
right,
agents, real estate professionals, to go out there and help buyers and sellers. I'd focus on, okay, there's three ways a buyer agent can be paid. It's the buyer, it's the seller, it's both.
Right.
Dealing with this farce of listing broker paying the buyer, or the broker paying broker, get rid of compensation MLS. Those things are not ever coming back. Move forward today, not tomorrow. Right. Start implementing, and you're going to be fine, and have those conversations
absolutely
up front.
Yeah.
You know?
Just give me an extra step.
There's an extra step. So that is the best we can do to break down this NAR ruling. Again, on nowbam.com, we'll link it up here. It gives you that entire timeline of where we're at. So you got DOJ. I think it'll impact NAR more. What could maybe impact the way you do business more than anything are the buyer side lawsuits, which still haven't been settled. How much money does NAR have to settle those? If those are going to be, you know, somehow not wrapped in, which there's no indication that they are. These are seller lawsuits, brokerages alike. Those are things that are maybe looming.
It's not over.
Buyers, I just talked about on the Hashi today. Millennial buyers are the largest demographic of buyers right now. Okay. And millennials overwhelmingly want to work with a buyer agent. So good news is you got plenty of people to serve and help and educate and provide unparalleled service to. It's just going to come down to your ability to articulate that, to showcase that, to market it, to highlight it, as always in any business.
100%.
All right, there you go. Let us, most important, let us know what you think. Leave us some comments on your thoughts. What did we miss here with the D-O to the J going after the N, the A, to the R?
Right. Feel good about it?
I'm feeling good about
it. Good, I'm glad.
All right, guys, keep it real. Let us know what you think.
See you guys.
At BMX, we listen to what real estate professionals want and need. That's why our platform is filled with sought-after courses, content, and tactical assets for your business. And that's why we launched BMX in a Box with templates and scripts done for you, delivered each Friday. The best part? It's not coming from panel pontificators who bought their followers and don't sell any real estate. It's coming from top agents, team leaders, and content creators in the industry. It's education that actually shows you how to do what you need in today's market. And now it includes editable templates and scripts so you can easily deliver that knowledge to your database. Every day, we continue to add more content into BAMX, into our private Facebook community, content that works, content that our members have exclusive access to daily. So do not wait any longer. Use code REALWORD and join the thousands of agents taking their business to the next level today. Code REALWORD for 10% off. I'll see you in BAMX.